Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Best Book a Sell to Grid Guide to Utility Scale Battery Energy Storage Systems is a technical nonfiction guide focused on the rapidly expanding world of utility scale battery energy storage. Written by Drew Leibowitz with Sean Daly and Swetha Sundaram, it is designed to explain battery storage from the cell level through grid integration, making it useful for readers who need both conceptual clarity and practical industry context. The book covers lithium-ion battery fundamentals, engineering considerations, project development, finance, construction, and operations and maintenance, reflecting the full life cycle of a BESS project rather than only one stage of it. Its central purpose is educational to help readers understand how large battery systems are planned, built, operated, and evaluated in real-world energy markets. Based on available descriptions and endorsements, the book positions itself as a broad and detailed reference for professionals working in clean energy, as well as for newer readers trying to understand the technical and commercial structure of this sector. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, tracing battery storage from cell chemistry to grid-scale deployment. One of the book's defining strengths is its cell-to-grid framing, which organizes the subject in a way that mirrors how battery storage systems actually function in practice. Instead of treating battery storage as a single technology, the book connects the behavior of lithium-ion cells to module, rack, container, site, and grid-level performance. That approach matters because many failures or performance gaps in utility-scale projects come from mismatches between component-level assumptions and system-level realities. By moving across scales, the book helps readers understand that storage design is not just about energy capacity, but also about thermal behavior, degradation, control strategy, safety, and integration with grid requirements. This structure gives the subject coherence and helps readers see why engineering choices at the smallest level can shape project economics and operational reliability at the largest level. Secondly, explaining the technical foundations of lithium-ion BS. The book gives special attention to the technical basics of lithium-ion battery energy storage systems, which are the dominant technology in the utility-scale market described in the available source material. This is important because many readers encounter BESS through project headlines or financial models before they understand how the technology behaves physically. The book appears to address core engineering questions such as energy density, efficiency, degradation, safety, and system controls, all of which influence design and operating decisions. A strong technical foundation is necessary in this field because battery projects must perform under changing dispatch patterns, grid constraints, and environmental conditions. By grounding the reader in lithium-ion fundamentals, the book helps explain why some projects are better suited for certain market services than others, and why storage development involves trade-offs that are both technical and economic. That makes the book more than a glossary of terms. It functions as a framework for technical judgment. Thirdly, connecting engineering decisions to project finance and development. Another important theme is the link between engineering and commercial viability. The book is described as covering finance alongside technology, construction, and operations, which suggests that it treats BESS as an investment-grade infrastructure asset rather than only an electrical system. This matters because utility-scale storage projects are shaped by capital costs, revenue streams, contract structures, and market participation rules. A technically sound system can still fail to move forward if its economics do not align with financing expectations or if its development timeline is mismanaged. By including finance within a broader project development context, the book likely helps readers see how design choices affect bankability, insurance considerations, procurement strategy, and return expectations. This integrated perspective is especially valuable in a fast-changing sector where falling battery prices and policy incentives have accelerated deployment, but where commercial risk remains significant. The result is a more realistic understanding of how energy storage projects are actually brought from concept to operation. Fourthly, showing how construction, commissioning, and O&M shape long-term performance, the book also places clear emphasis on construction and operation and maintenance, which are often underappreciated compared with technology selection or project announcement. In utility-scale BESS, a project is not successful simply because it is installed. It must be commissioned correctly, operated safely, maintained effectively, and adapted over time to preserve availability and revenue. This stage of the life cycle is where design assumptions are tested in practice. Construction quality, commissioning procedures, monitoring systems, spare parts planning, and maintenance protocols all influence whether a battery plant performs as expected. Because battery systems are complex and can experience degradation or fault conditions, operational discipline is especially important. By giving equal weight to O&M, the book reflects the reality that lifecycle performance is as important as initial deployment. Readers gain a better understanding of why asset management, data analysis, and field practices matter so much in a market where uptime, safety, and long-term asset value are central concerns. Lastly, serving as a practical guide for professionals entering a fast-growing industry. The book is positioned as a guide for newcomers, developers, engineers, project managers, and other professionals who want a broad but grounded understanding of utility-scale storage. That audience focus is significant because the BESS field has grown quickly enough that many practitioners are entering it from adjacent sectors, such as solar, wind, or conventional power engineering. A useful book in this context must do two things at once: explain foundational concepts clearly and reflect the practical realities of an evolving industry. Based on the source descriptions, this book aims to do exactly that through detailed graphics, real-world examples, and a comprehensive scope. Its value lies not only in teaching what BESS is, but in helping readers understand how to work with it as an infrastructure category, a technology platform, and a business opportunity. For readers who need an overview that is broad without being shallow, it provides a rare combination of technical depth and industry orientation. In conclusion, the BESS book is best suited for readers who need a serious, structured introduction to utility-scale battery storage, especially engineers, developers, energy consultants, project managers, and professionals moving into storage from adjacent clean energy fields. It is also useful for technically curious readers who want to understand how large lithium-ion systems are designed, financed, built, and operated in the grid environment. Its main benefit is breadth with practical relevance. It does not stop at battery chemistry, and it does not reduce the subject to market commentary. Instead, it connects the full project lifecycle from cell to grid, which makes it especially valuable in a field where technical, commercial, and operational decisions are tightly linked. Compared with narrower industry books, it stands out for trying to map the entire battery storage landscape in one place. That makes it a strong reference for readers who want more than an overview and need a framework they can actually use in real project work. If you would like to support Drew Leibowitz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.